You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 14th of October 2022 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. We've reached the end of another week, the weekend is almost here and I know you're either listening to this on your way home from work, perhaps in the lunch hour, or downloading it from the radioalbion.com archives over the weekend. But you are here today to hear from my co-host all the way from Texas, Grandpa Dan. Grandpa, how is life treating you, sir?
Super. I'm doing super, Sven. I'm super motivated. I'm super glad to be here for another edition of the Daily Nationalist. And I'm super glad we're not really doing a transgender story. Unfortunately, the one thing I'm not, Sven, is I'm not super gay. However, today's story, on the other hand, it's not just gay, it's super gay.
That's because we are talking about the Superman comic. We were told at the beginning of the year there was a new Superman comic featuring a gay Superman. And apparently it has not done too well. DC Comics has announced it will axe a recent book series that was centered on a bisexual Superman. Superman Son of Kal-El is based around Jonathan Kent, son of Clark Kent and Lois Lane, and was launched by DC Comics last year. Now, amidst poor sales, the comic book publisher announced at New York Comic Con that its 18th issue, due to release in December, will be its last. In the months after John Kent made his debut in July 2021, the 17-year-old character embraced various social issues, including school shootings, fighting climate change deniers, and the deportation of refugees. Then, in the series' fifth issue, John Kent began a relationship with a male friend and refugee hacktivist, Jay Nakamura. Well, I wonder what it could have been that caused readers of the comic to stop buying the comic. I mean, you've got all sorts there, haven't you? Fighting climate change deniers, fighting the deportation of refugees. I mean, who wouldn't want to see Superman having a sexual relationship with a non-white refugee? I just don't understand why the readers did not want to have a look at this comic. I was just looking at some of the artwork with this, and it looked like it was a picture of Superman whipping his belt off, about to sort of get down to it with this refugee. But then I looked at a larger version of the picture, and it wasn't actually holding his belt buckle. It was actually holding a drink. But I mean, you can just imagine the sort of horrible things that it actually has in this comic. Horrible things for heterosexuals to see. Of course, I'm sure homosexuals thought that it was absolutely wonderful, but they only make up 1% of the population. Why is it they have to force all this homosexuality onto everyone else? Why do they have to make Superman into super gay? I mean, I do not want to think any more about it. I mean, you think about the sort of sexual thing, super fisting. Oh, gross. Grandpa, what do you make of what's happening here with Superman, super gay?
I thought you were going to say he was holding something else, because I just have to take your word for it. Needless to say, I'm not running out and buying super gay Superman who's busy fighting climate change deniers and stopping the deportation of refugees. I was just thinking, is it possible, because we're always hearing about, you know, power dynamics and consent, is it possible for the refugee to really have consensual gay anal sex with Superman, since, you know, you definitely have that power dynamic there, because it's going to be like, you know, Superman could, and it's because you have to assume I'm even amazed myself that we're having these discussions. So you have to assume that Superman in this dynamic is going to be a power top here. So we're assuming We're assuming Superman's pitching and not catching here. So is it possible for a refugee to actually give their consent? Because it's not like, you know, Superman said, you know, give me up the refugee booty, that the refugee could like say, no, I'm not going to do that. Because after all, he's Superman. He just, you know, and of course, it's always they talk about this stuff goes with the gay pride stuff and all the rest of it. People get real squeamish when you really start talking about what it means. They want to talk about these vague terms. It's a new bisexual Superman. And you attach all the sex stuff to something that shouldn't have that as a part of it at all. This is supposed to be about a superhero. What kind of sex they're having, I don't even know how that's supposed to factor into it. But you know, they push all this in. People want to talk in these vague terms. You know, it's gay pride and it's a wonderful love is love. But when you really get into, you know, well, this is the mechanics of what we're talking. Imagine if this comic actually involved illustrating what that would mean. You know, I mean, you know, I don't have to get into details here, but you can just imagine what we're talking about. You know, and this, you flip the page, and in this panel, you know, he's giving a Superman fisting to his lover there. It's just something everybody gets real squeamish all of a sudden when you talk about what we're actually talking about. Nobody's reading this crap. And obviously that's, you know, highlighted here. They're having to drop this. Nobody wants to read this crap, even without the gay stuff. Do you want to read, you know, so you've got Superman, and instead of, you know, fighting for the little guy, fighting for truth, justice, remember it's supposed to be truth, justice, and the American way. If you're old enough, you remember the old black and white Superman TV series used to come on TV here in the U.S. He fought for truth, justice, and the American way. And now he's fighting about school shootings, climate change deniers, and the deportation of refugees. In other words, he's fighting for the agenda that the most powerful people in the world are fighting for. Climate change deniers. That would be little nobodies that are speaking up and saying, this looks like a total hoax to me. But you see, the fact that you have all the most powerful organizations on the face of the planet pushing this agenda, that's not enough. They've got to have Superman too. Luckily, Superman may be too busy engaging on man-on-man anal to get out there and shut down the climate change deniers.
Yeah, you could just imagine, you know, being a child and looking at this and just scratching your head and saying, well, why is this the same as everything else? You know, this is being promoted at school. This is being promoted by the government. Why do we have to have the comics promoting it? Shouldn't the comics just be about fantasy, about getting away from all of this? And shouldn't they be wholesome? I mean, what are they doing in introducing these sorts of ideas to children here? In October last year, Tom Taylor, who authored the series, went to the New York Times to reveal that Kent would be coming out of the closet. He said in an interview, the idea of replacing Clark Kent with another straight white savior felt like a missed opportunity. I mean, why do they have to do this? Why do they feel that any opportunity they get, they have to turn everything homosexual? Why couldn't he just do a new Clark Kent? Clark Kent's son, why does he have to be gay? Why do they have to do this with all these characters in history as well? They go back in history and they look at characters in history and they say, oh, he must have been gay because he didn't have a wife. You know, as if the idea of celibacy never occurred to people in the past and they had to be as degenerate as people in the modern age. I just don't understand why they have to keep doing this. It's like they're deliberately trying to wind people up. They wouldn't do that, would they? I mean, they wouldn't have a gay pride parade deliberately to wind people up and flaunt their sexuality in front of everyone's faces. Of course, that's exactly the reason for why they came up with the idea of gay pride parades in the first place, is so that they could flaunt their sexuality. And the idea, generally the idea was that if they were over the top during these parades, then if people saw them just going about their normal lives and they weren't being quite so flamboyant as they were at the parade, then it would be more likely to be accepted. But of course, what it really means is that everybody just gets sick to death of all this promotion of homosexuality and deviancy. I think I can recall reading that something like, what was it? Homosexual acts instill the same feeling of revulsion in a heterosexual as eating a mouthful of maggots or something like that. I think that was one study that was actually done. And of course, that would be the same for heterosexuals that try to be gay friendly. You know, it's just we find these acts repulsive as a heterosexual. It doesn't mean we hate, you know, the homosexuals. We're not trying to incite hate against them, but we just find these things revolting. Why do they have to put it everywhere? Why do they have to put it into children's comics? And of course, because of this, you know, the comic has been a complete failure. What do you think of this idea of replacing Clark Kent with another straight white savior? Felt like a missed opportunity, Grandpa.
Yeah, missed opportunity, because, you know, if there's one thing we're lacking in this society, it's more gay. We don't have nearly enough diversity and gay. You've really hit on a lot of stuff there, Sven, and a lot of stuff we could sit here and unpack in our limited amount of time. You know, you were talking about historical figures, and they try to go back and like rewrite these historical figures. Oh, they were probably gay, or they were probably bisexual, or they were probably this. And of course, it's utter and complete rubbish. It's utter and complete nonsense. The thing is, you see, back then people were grounded in reality, and sex was viewed in its proper context as a reproductive activity. I mean, yes, it's something that your hormones drive you to do, but it was something that was a reproductive activity. Now it's a recreational activity, and that's why you get all of this other people back in historical times. I mean, the whole homosexual thing would make no sense, because you can't reproduce from it. You cannot reproduce from it, and it's supposed to be a reproductive activity. Now it's a recreational activity. It's just something you do because it's fun. It's like going to the beach. You're going to the beach, or you're doing man-on-man fisting. You take your pick. You see, since it's a recreational activity, then anything goes, which is as long as it feels good. I'm going to avoid preaching here, but it's a satanic inversion. But yeah, I mean, so you get that. So people go back and look at a historical figure, and they're like, oh my gosh, this guy never had a wife or any children. Well, yes, it's because he had other things that he was focusing his life on. He wasn't just sitting around smoking weed, thinking about the next way to get off. It's, one of the things this really highlights to me as well is the fact that these people that push this sort of nonsense, this kind of crap, you're asking how come they have to do this. One of the things that really sticks out to me is they can't build anything of their own. You know, they can't create a new thing. They can't create a new thing, a new character, a whole new world, universe building, you know, with their ideas, because it always flops. They have to take an existing idea that's been with us for decades, for generations, in this case, Superman. And they have to tear it down. It's always, you notice the common denominator when we do these stories about this nonsense, is it's always about taking something that has been a part of our culture. I mean, you can sit here and say, well, this doesn't really matter. It's just, you know, a comic book character. Who cares? But like it or not, I mean, like I say, I don't know about in Europe or Britain, but here in the U.S., I mean, Superman's a part of our culture. Like I said, when I was a kid, we had the old black and white Superman TV series that would air on reruns, you know, we'd watch. You know, it's a part of our culture, and they take our culture, and it's always about tearing it down. They're never, ever about building something new. They're never about, oh, we're creating. They claim that they're creating this new society, this new utopia, but they're not. All they're doing is destroying what we had, and this is reflected in this entire agenda. You know, it's always about taking the things that we have, the parts of our culture, even obviously even down to details like comic book characters, and they tear them down. It's always about destruction. It's always about destroying. They're never actually building anything up.
Well, it's also anti-white, isn't it? I mean, they say here, you know, they're against the fact that it's a straight white savior. So they're against the fact that it's a white man, a good white man. So obviously, you know, we have to attack him. We have to turn him into a homosexual. I'm surprised they didn't make him change race. I guess that wouldn't have fitted in with the continuity. But they just take it for granted that everybody is going to agree with him. Oh, yes, it's a white man. Get rid of the white man. Turn him into a homosexual. It's a straight white man. Let's get rid of him. You know, and they just expect everybody else to approve of that and to go along with it. I mean, it just shows you how anti-white our society is, that is accepted as something normal and good. Well, in January, Bounding Into Comics reported the dismal sales of some of the title's early issues. Previous estimates for the book's sales showed it was in the gutter, with Comicron claiming the first book of Superman, Son of Kal-El, only sold 68,000 issues back in July when it first debuted. That was good for the 17th best-selling comic of the month. The most recent data compiled by Comicron reveals that the book's third issue only sold 34,000 copies in September, so it only sold half as much by the third issue. That was good for the 77th best-selling comic of the month. That 68,000 number for the first issue is even worse when you compare it to previous Superman number one issues. When the series was rebooted, when Brian Michael Bendis took over the title in 2018, Superman number one sold 133,700 copies. So it only sold half as much in the first issue, and by the time it got to the third issue, it was selling half as much again. In comparison, other recent Superman number one editions sold 118,000 copies, 105,000 copies, and 118,000 copies. The bisexual Superman title was so bad it fell out of the top-selling 50 comics by its third issue. Now, this is surprising. Why would they do this? You know, why would they deliberately create a comic that was not going to sell so much? And it's because this idea of changing society and pushing these ideas is more important to them than actual business sense. It's more important to them to do that than it is to actually sell the comic. This is why we have companies like Gillette that deliberately promote all this homosexual, pro-non-white stuff, whereas before they used to promote being manly, and they promote all of that, and they end up losing loads of sales, but they refuse to backtrack on it, and they say, oh no, you know, this is good, we don't mind losing our sales. Some people say, well, most companies are now owned by BlackRock. BlackRock like to promote this progressive liberal ideology. If the company doesn't do so well, they can still get their money from Larry Fink, who runs BlackRock. And people say, go woke, go broke. And you know, that is what happens. These companies, they promote these woke ideas and they don't sell, but they don't walk back on it. And I guess they just look at it, well, everybody has to do this. Everybody has to promote diversity. Everybody is going to end up losing sales at first, but eventually the whole of society will have changed and we'll have this diverse utopia that we're aiming for, and the sales will go back up again. And that's the reason why they do this. They really do want to change society. So, that, you know, I think that's the reason why they've done this. But of course, they ended up losing money. Grandpa, what do you make of these sales figures?
Well, I mean, you touched on the whole BlackRock thing, and that's very relevant, because how many times have we seen this sort of thing come up, and normal people and conservatives and such will say, you know, oh, we're going to, you know, like you say, go woke, go broke, but they don't ever go broke. I mean, they push all of this stuff. Nobody buys it. I mean, look at these numbers. In a country with this many millions of people in it, I mean, these numbers are an abysmal joke. The part they don't tell you is when you take American comics, you know, it's far eclipsed. More people in the U.S. read translated Japanese manga than read American comics. It's far eclipsed. You know, there's a reason. Now, you touched on the BlackRock thing, and it's worth noting, you know, how many times have we seen this sort of thing, like you say, from various corporations, companies and stuff, and people's conservatives say, well, I won't ever buy their product again. We'll show them. We'll boycott their products. And people go out and they get on social media if they can avoid being banned, and they say, we're boycotting this company. But yet, they never go broke, do they? Their sales go in the toilet, but they never manage to seem to go broke. It's when you get, the more these people you get in an organization, like for instance in the comics industry here, and like you pointed out, like with Gillette, the more these people you get working at these companies or in these organizations, They always manage to get themselves in a position where they bring more people who think like they do in. And at some point, the whole mission of the company, like they're supposed to be, you would think the mission of the comic industry would be to make entertaining comic books that would sell, that people would buy, and that would become iconic. And you know, the 2022 edition of Superman, you know, is something that, you know, 50 years from now will sell for, you know, $200,000, you know, because it's a perfect copy of this iconic edition. But instead, you lose that entire mission, and all it is, all it becomes is promoting this nonsense. They promote this. Nobody asked for gay anal fisting Superman. There was no demand in the market. Nobody thought there was a demand in the market. But is this always a missed opportunity for what? I mean, why would anybody read this? Just setting aside the why would you care about it? I mean, why would anybody want to read the message they're promoting here? You know what? Fighting climate change deniers, the latest social justice issue. So in other words, you can go out and spend your money for this comic to be given the same message that you get on literally every TV show, everything from the government, everything from the media, everything from the popular culture, everything you read from the mainstream press. I mean, you could go out and spend money to get more of the same message. Why would anybody do that? But as you've already touched on, that just gets lost in the fray. It doesn't even matter. What matters to them is promoting this agenda. And that's it. Money is irrelevant. And these sales are, like I say, I'm looking at these numbers here and they're a joke. Even when they compare it to the old numbers from 2018 that sold a massive 133,000 copies. Well, that's a joke too. 133,700 copies in a country this big. That's it. It's obviously just continuing to go down. And now they're just at this point, they're just desecrating the corpse. They're anally fisting the corpse of the U.S. comic industry.
It should be millions of copies. And the whole idea of it should be to make the best Superman. I mean, you can tell that this author is an activist. Instead of saying, "Oh, I wanted to take the chance to make the very best Superman, and I was going to explore his backstory, and I was going to imagine this and imagine that, and have a really interconnected story weaving in other superheroes from the DC universe." But instead of that, it's, "Oh, I don't want to miss up a chance to promote homosexuality and that we're against climate change denialism." I mean, the whole idea of imagination and creating a wonderful story, that's just completely gone out the window. Well, Superman became a serious target for a wokening several years ago, and it got so bad that artist Gabe El-Tayeb quit DC in 2021. When the company decided to sanitize Superman by removing America from his longtime slogan, Truth, Justice, and the American Way. I mean, that is just really anti-American, isn't it? I mean, you've got a patriotic superhero here, and a slogan actually includes the name of the country. So they say, we're going to sanitize it. We're going to make it hygienic. We're going to remove that polluting American word from it. I mean, how insulting is that to your audience? I mean, the most of the audience are going to be American, and people in other countries are going to look to these comics to get an idea of how things are in America. And does that really sell America to an audience in China, say, to promote a homosexual Superman that ends up having gay sex with a refugee? I mean, they're not going to want to read that, are they? And it just seems so unpatriotic to me. So I'm pleased that this artist actually left, because I should imagine he took a lot of the readers with him. And it just shows that some people still do have principles, you know, these creatives, and they've replaced him. Obviously, they've replaced him with this homosexual activist. It's like they double down on it. Instead of thinking, well, hang on a minute, if we've got artists that are leaving because they don't like the fact that we're unpatriotic, perhaps, you know, maybe we should be not stop being so unpatriotic. But no, instead they think, well, we'll just replace him with this homosexual activist. We'll double down. We'll have Superman fighting climate change deniers, fighting against people like the reader's parents, for instance. I mean, how do they expect to sell this stuff? I mean, it's a great shame that they're just so anti-American. What do you think of them removing the word America from this slogan, Grandpa?
Which just shows how they knee-jerk, you know, want to destroy things. Because why would you take out the American way? I would argue that gay anal Superman is the American way now. I mean, if you could look at a world map, and you know, you laid out one of those big flat world maps, you know, and it shows you got them up on the wall like you used to have in school, you know, the big global map, and it's flat laid out. And you see over here's Russia, over here's China, over here's the once Great Britain. You see, the U.S. would be like the giant gay anus. It would be the giant gay anus on the world map. So I don't even understand. I'm getting a conflicting message here, because like the center of global gay analism would be the U.S. I don't see where you would argue otherwise. How would you argue otherwise? Gay Superman is the American way. See, they just knee jerked, went and took the American way off. But that doesn't make any sense, because gay anal Superman, that literally defines the American way. I don't understand. I don't understand why they took the American way off, because we are all about gay anal. The U.S. is all about gay anal. It is the sun that the gay anal universe, the gay anal universe revolves around the U.S. So it doesn't make sense to me, Sven. It doesn't make sense to me. They took the American way out. The American way is very, very gay, very anal. I'm looking forward to transgender Superman. It could be some superwoman. Where else could we go? Don't snicker. Where else could we go in our brave new world?
Well, it really just shows they're just trying to subvert America, aren't they? I mean, that's the reason for it, because they could have said, it's the American way. We promote homosexuality now. But no, they've got to move the American bit. They've got to attack America, which really says that when they homosexualize Superman, they're also trying to attack America. They're also trying to subvert the people that actually came up with this idea for Superman. It's this maladaptive desire that we have for self-harm, basically. I mean, that's what is going on here. El Tayeb, that's the artist that left because he didn't like the unpatriotic nature of DC, has since joined writer Eric July for a new anti-woke line of comics called the Ripperverse Comics, with issue number one of ISOM earning $3.7 million in sales. Unlike Superman, who comes from Metropolis, generally thought to be based on New York or Chicago, ISOM, the protagonist of the eponymous anti-woke comic, is from Texas. And I do like this. I like the title, Ripperverse. I mean, that sounds really good. That sounds very, very masculine, very male. Ripperverse. And here he is. He lives in Texas, a very manly state, rather than from New York or multicultural Chicago. He's from Texas. What do you think of this, Grandpa? And it's earned $3.7 million in sales. It's clearly doing better than Superman.
Well, yeah, I'm completely unfamiliar with. I'm not like I'm a comic book reader, so I'm fairly unfamiliar. But I mean, it is. $3.7 million in sales. Again, it doesn't sound astronomical, but it's got to be better than gay anal Superman. And I mean, there's got to be a market for stuff that's not this, and I'm glad there are people that are at least trying to keep this stuff going. You know, I mean, there's this guy's got his deal going, and you know, there's people doing stuff in the comic book stuff. I know like they have the Arkhaven comics, so that's part of Vox Day stuff, you know, where they're trying to keep normal comics going. So there are people still trying to do, obviously this guy's trying to do normal comics, because you know, if it's based out of New York, then there's going to be some sort of gay anal going on. So of course you're gonna have to base your comic book characters, it's got to be from somewhere else. It's just a shame, because we can't just have normal entertainment, you know. I mean, it's like, it's not just comic books. You can't just, if a man goes to work all day at his shitty job he doesn't like, and he comes home and eats supper, he turns on the TV, just wants to sit there and be entertained, just wants to watch a show and be entertained. And you can't. This is why we can't have nice things. You can't just come home, sit down, and turn on the TV and say, I'm going to watch this show. Because literally, and again, I don't know how things are there in Britain, Sven, but I mean, here in the U.S., I can tell you, it doesn't matter. Any TV show you turn on, it's this. It's gay anal Superman on some form or another. You can name a TV show in the U.S. and without even looking at, I can pretty much give you the character lineup. You know, without even being familiar with the show, I can tell you what the character lineup, you know, the strong female character that can take down any man who obviously is 10 times stronger than her because she's had special super secret training. You know, the voice of reason black guy who tries to calm everybody down, and he's the voice of reason and logic. You know, there'll be one white guy and he'll be effeminate and probably the gay character, and so on and so forth. I mean, it's just and it's just like this comic. You know, the enemy is, you know, who they're trying to take down or who their opponent is always going to be some version of a white guy or a white group or a white organization. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, climate change deniers. You can't just sit down and have entertainment. Nobody wants to see this crap. Nobody wants to come home after a hard day of work and sit down and be preached to. And that's what it comes down to. They're preaching this stuff to you. Nobody wants to see that crap. Nobody wants to view that crap. So I watch Korean dramas, Japanese subtitled anime, so I don't have to be subjected to it. I suggest others do. I suggest others do the same, Sven.
Well, it seems like they do. I mean, manga sells infinitesimal number more than, DC comics and Marvel comics. Manga outsells all the American comics put together. El Tayeb was thrilled to see the end of the gay Superman series, saying, "One year ago, I stood on principle and left DC Comics for their United States-hating book by social justice warrior narcissist Tom Taylor. I win," El Tayeb wrote on social media. So, I mean, he's really laying it down there, isn't he? He's saying that, you know, this is written by a total narcissist social justice warrior. They hate the United States. I can remember, like, seeing DC Comics when I was a kid and reading them. I used to enjoy them, and I used to enjoy these adverts for these things like sea monkeys and private detective things. They always seem to have these amazing things that you could buy from America, and a lot of them you could get for free or a free gift. And because I didn't live in America, I could never actually send off for these things. And they did give me a good idea of what America was like. And now, you know, it's just all about hating America, mocking America, promoting these left wing ideas, preaching. I mean, it never used to be like that. I mean, some of these comics, they used to want to ban them because they were so violent. And now they're just full of all this left-wing promotion. So I am very pleased to see that there is this guy that obviously he was a very popular artist, and he left the series because of this. I used to be a big fan of Swamp Thing and Hellraiser and Sandman, and they all came out on in DC Comics, and you know, they really used to make you think about things. But they certainly didn't used to promote homosexuality or social justice warrior ideas. They had alternative universes and alternative ideas. I guess you could say that, you know, some of these ideas were anarchist ideas, and they were pushing the envelope, and that was it. You know, comics used to push the envelope, whereas what we have here is not pushing the envelope. It's just pushing, you know, this mainstream government narrative. School shootings, climate change deniers, homosexuality. I mean, the stuff that I used to read, Swamp Thing, I think they had him actually going back in time to the time of Jesus, and he was something to do with Jesus. Swamp Thing might have been the cross that Christ was crucified on. And one of the authors left then, actually. I think that was when I stopped reading Swamp Thing. One of the authors actually left because he said that DC Comics were interfering and wouldn't let him carry on with this storyline, which really did challenge the orthodoxy. But what we have here, this is not challenging the orthodoxy at all. This is just promoting the orthodoxy. So it's great to see that this independent artist has, you know, has had 3.7 million in sales. I guess, you know, if the sales were sort of 68,000 and it was, I don't know, $3 or $4. I don't know how much the comics are now. It's going to be making a lot less than this 3.7 million in sales that the artist has made for leaving and setting up on his own. What do you make of this tweet here by this artist, El Tayeb, Grandpa?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just, again, it's just this destruction. We just see this tearing down and the destruction of the culture and these things. And as you've already pointed out, we've kind of pointed out here, what they're promoting, you can imagine that the people that put this stuff out, they picture themselves as some sort of, like, you know, pushing the edge of the envelope, like they're the ones out there, but they're not. I mean, really, you know, they do. You know, these people have a self-vision that they are pushing the envelope. They are the ones that are pushing the boundaries of society, and they're taking these brave stands, but they're not. All they're promoting is the agenda that is being promoted by the most powerful people in the country. Now, I'd say some of the most powerful people on the planet. I mean, they're promoting the exact same agenda that the government's promoting. They're promoting the exact same agenda that's being promoted everywhere else. How do you picture yourself as some sort of, I don't know, on the cutting edge of cultural revolution rebel when you're promoting the very same agenda that is being promoted by the most powerful people on the planet? If they were promoting an agenda that was counter to, that was truly revolutionary, they would be banned from everything. They wouldn't be allowed to have those positions. Yet, you know, know that they have this vision, this idea, this they view themselves as some sort of, you know, brave cultural revolutionaries. Now, Sven, I wanted to reassure you because you were talking about going back to your old days there, reading comic books when you were a kid and being there in Britain. You were deprived. You were deprived of being able to buy some of the cool stuff they showed in the back. Now, I don't know personally, but I do have it on good word and good authority. I remember from back in the day, the X-ray glasses didn't actually work. I've been told, I don't know, but I was told those didn't actually work. So you can feel a little better about that. You can feel a little better about that. But yeah, no, I mean, it used to be a time, you know, those things are supposed to just be fun. When you interject, yeah, and you notice that they are just worth pointing out, they talk about fighting climate change deniers. See, he's not even fighting against climate change. See, it's a demonization. Anybody who denies climate change, they're so bad. You got to break out Superman because of these evil climate change deniers. It comes back to demonizing anybody who disagrees with or counters the narrative. Again, you're not doing some sort of edgy, you know, standing up to, you know, to power, you know, giving a voice to the powerless here, which is what most of these superhero comics are supposed to be based around. The idea that, you know, the common man has got Superman. He stands up for the common man and he stands up for the powerless in the face of the powerful. You know, instead, you've got now superheroes and they stand up to parrot the line of the most powerful people. Oh, you got climate change deniers. We can't have that. These little powerless people that are like, we don't believe in this. They've got to be demonized further. And let's break out Superman to crush them, grind them into dust.
Well, and one of the covers there, he's taking part in an Antifa protest. And yeah, just going back to those adverts, I remember there was another one. There was this weedy guy and he was getting sand kicked in his face and he just went on this course for 6 weeks. He'd end up having super huge Arnold Schwarzenegger muscles. And of course, these are the comics that I used to read when I was a child. I mean, Swamp Thing, Hellraiser, Sandman that I was talking about there. I was reading them when I was a young adult. Well, despite the cancellation of Superman, Son of Kal-El, the comic book publisher said during Comic Con New York that John Kent will live on in the Adventures of Superman. I couldn't be more excited for John Kent to headline the iconic Adventures of Superman, said Taylor at the time. It's a real testament to the fantastic response of fans to John as Superman. I mean, what planet does this guy live on? I mean, the comic has not sold. People do not want to read it. And yet he seems to think that that is a fantastic response of the fans, and they want to see more of gay Superman. They want gay Superman to headline the Adventures of Superman, not just you know, this Son of Superman comic that they have. And this Taylor character, he's the one. He is the SJW narcissist that El Tayeb is referring to. But this is just the sort of thing that you expect to see from these people on the left, isn't it? They just ignore what the actual response is, which is people not being interested in this at all. And they take that as meaning, oh, it's great. You know, they want more of it. It's like Liz Truss. We don't want any more immigration. Oh, what's that? You want more immigration? Yes, let's open up the borders. It's the same thing here, isn't it, with this artist. You know, the readers have not bought the comic, and his response is to say, oh, I couldn't be more excited. We're going to make him headline the real Adventures of Superman. What a great response to see from the fans. I mean, what do you make of this guy? I mean, he's living in Cloud Cuckoo Land, isn't he, Grandpa?
Yeah, well, this highlights, though, the disconnect that conservatives have. Because conservatives, you know, and I kind of alluded to this earlier, they have this disconnect of how capitalism works. They think capitalism means that the market decides these things. This guy can come out and make these idiotic statements. They're idiotic in, when you look at them, you know, in the light of truth, talking about this fantastic response, and it had to be canceled. And well, it's lasting longer, and it looks like Liz Truss's term is going to last as prime minister. But nevertheless, I mean, it didn't last very long. And by any, you know, normal person's metric, it was a complete failure. But you see, it doesn't matter. He's going to move on to the next thing. This guy is, you know, and conservatives, they do. They have this misplaced idea that we have, that capitalism means we have some sort of functioning, you know, market supply and demand economy. And we don't. I mean, obviously we don't. No, there was no market for bisexual gay Superman doing anal fisting. There was no market for that. But yet we get it anyway. This guy puts out a product that by every metric was a complete and abysmal failure. I'm sure they lost. They're not telling us how much money they actually lost on it, but they obviously lost money. And it doesn't matter. He's not fired. He's moving on to the next thing, and you're going to get a next version of Antifa social justice warrior superhero. Maybe we'll get Aquaman doing water sports. You got to get the joke. You're going to get some other version of this, and he's not going to lose his job, and it doesn't matter how much money they lose. And that's where conservatives, they think capitalism means, well, the product did poorly. This guy will get fired. That product will go away, and they'll put out a better product. But it doesn't. It means that outfits like BlackRock, they'll just funnel more capitalism because they're not selling the comics. They're selling the social message.
Well, Taylor says he always wanted his series to be called simply Superman and not Superman Son of Kal-El, reported the outlet Bleeding Cool. The new series Adventures of Superman may be a step closer to labeling John as just Superman, although it will keep John Kent's name in the subheading. So, I mean, this is really quite incredible, isn't it? The comic has been a complete failure. So they've had to pull the comic. But then what they've done is they're going to actually put the gay Superman into the Adventures of Superman. And they're not going to highlight it by saying this is the son of Kal-El. It's not actually Superman. It's his gay son, like they did in the previous comic. But they're just going to keep it as the Adventures of Superman. And they might actually keep John Kent's name in the subheading in the hopes that people won't see it. And they won't realize it. And they'll just buy the comic anyway. And they'll just go along with it because it's the Adventures of Superman. I mean, this is just ludicrous, isn't it? I mean, if the thing isn't selling, why are you going to continue to force it upon your readers? I mean, the headline is that this comic has been cancelled. It's been cancelled because it's too woke. But that's not the end of the story, is it? I mean, the comic's been cancelled, but they're just going to double down on it, and they're going to put the gay character into the main Superman series and force people to go along with this. It seems to me like they're really just trying to drive DC Comics into the ground. Grandpa, what are your final thoughts on all of this today?
Well, he didn't want it to be called Superman Son of Kal-El. He just wanted it to be Superman because that makes it the official. They've replaced the old Superman that we all remember. You see, essentially Clark Kent Superman would be dead, and he's replaced with current year gay anal fisting Superman. So you officially, but see, apparently they weren't willing to go that step. But see, now they're taking a step in that direction. Just go ahead and completely erase Superman. Now, I don't see any. I mean, they could go, since this is obviously so popular. I mean, where else could they go? Imagine gay Batman and Robin. They could be doing all kinds of things. They could be all new meaning to the term the Bat Cave. They could be. We've got no time to go after the Joker or the Penguin or the Riddler. They're going to be in the Bat Cave. I will just leave it at that. There's just so much opportunity here. But of course, again, they won't ever, what you're never going to see. You're going to see this continuing destroying anything left that could be called a part of the culture. What you're never going to see is these people building something new. You're never going to see them creating it. They don't create anything. They take something of old and they desecrate it. They tear it down. They make a mockery of it. And then after they've destroyed it, they move on to the next thing. And they do the same thing. And they just keep like a swarm of locusts. They go over the culture and just completely destroy it until there's just absolutely nothing left, but I don't know, monkeypox and AIDS, I guess. That's my final thought, Sven.
Well, they could change the subheading, couldn't they, to Diversity and Fisting. It's the American way. Why don't they do that? Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I'll be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.